So we're starting a new yard site shiur tonight from the Rav on Kriya Shema. It has actually many parts to it this year. So the advantage of this particular shiur is that, unlike some of the other shiurim where, you know, from week to week we have to remind ourselves what we said last time, here there are distinct units that form a whole at the very end, and that we'll get to Mirtz Hashem. So we're going to begin with the fact that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this has engaged the Mefarshim for many, many decades and centuries and almost millennium. If you take a look in the footnote number one on the bottom, you'll see how many different achronim, from the Tzlach, who's the Node of Yehuda, all the way to the Ar Sameach, Rabbi Simcha, they all address this question: why is it that the Rambam omitted the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the counting of Taryag? And this question becomes even sharper when you open up the Rambam in Mishneh Torah at the very beginning of Hilchas Kriyat Shema. That's Halacha Beis in Perek Aleph. And the Rambam clearly indicates that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a bona fide mitzvah. Because he says, with regard to Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla, Mitzvasa Mishas Yetzias HaKochavim Ad Chatzi Alayla. And he goes on to tell you when is the closing point for that. And then he says, Hakore, which is, let me go back a little bit early in the Rambam, because I think we skipped the most important halacha here. He says, Umahu Kore, what should he read? Shalosh Parshios Elu, Vehein Shema Vayim Shema Uvayomer. And he tells you the order and the sequence, and then he says in the third parsha, "V'acher kach parshas tzitzis." Shigam he, the third parsha of Vayomer is also very critical. Sheyesh ba tzivui al zechiras kol ha-mitzvahs, because tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvahs. But he says, "Afal pisha ein mitzvah tzitzis no heges balayla." So one might think that if the significance of the third parsha of Kriyat Shema is tzitzis, then maybe we should drop it at night, because there's no tzitzis at Laila. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, Korano Saba Laila, Mipnei Sheyesh Ba Zichron Yitzias Mitzrayim, U Mitzvah Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bayom U Balaila. Shenemar Leman Tizkars Yom Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So clearly the Rambam is outspoken. He says, "Umitzvah lahazkir yitzias Mitzrayim bayomu balayla." So why did he leave it out of the counting of the Taryag? In the second paragraph, the Rav says over from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, from his father. And his father, in turn, was quoting Rav Chaim. So we have now an unbroken chain of Masorah that takes us back to Rav Chaim. And Rav Chaim offered what I believe are two different answers to the question as to why the Rambam omitted Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim from the counting of the Taryag. His first answer is based on the famous Machlokas Tanoim, which has become part, is incorporated into our Haggadah, so we're all familiar. It's a Sugyan Brachas Yiv Beis, about whether or not there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And we could be misled when we see this machlokas and not realize that it's really a twofold machlokas. It's not only a machlokas about Laila, but it's also a machlokas about the status of Asid Lavo, whether or not the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will apply Bimos HaMashiach. So let's read it inside. Chachamim hold that there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, because it says Yimei Chayecha, Yomim V'lo Leilos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Ben Zoma, they agree that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias even at night. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Ben Zoma derive it from a drasha. It says Kol Yimei Chayecha, the Kol is coming to be Marbe Leilos. What do the Chachamim do with the word kol? They use it for Yimos HaMashiach. In other words, on the one hand, the Chacham hold that there's no mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Chaim Balayla. So in that sense, they're whittling down the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis. But on the flip side of it, they're expanding the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis to include what? Yibos HaMashiach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, on the other hand, and Ben Zoma, they're of the opinion that we can expand the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis to include even what? Even Laila, because Yemei Chayecha is Yomim, and Kol Yemei Chayecha is Larabos HaLelos, correct? Yeah. But on the other hand, Ben Zoma and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are limiting the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzchayim because it won't apply Bimos HaMashiach. Maybe we'll have a different kind of mitzvah Bimos HaMashiach, to remember the Geula Asida, but not to remember the old redemption from Mitzrayim. That'll be overshadowed, if you will, by the Geula at the end of time. Who does the Rambam paskin like?
Ben Zoma.
Yeah, how do you know? Because again, I'll read the Rambam to you. We read it. Let's go over it.
He's saying we do say that.
Now, correct.
Even though
there's no tzitzis at night, Lilo loves my tzitzis. Nevertheless, we read the third parash of Kriyat Shema at night because Yeshba Zichron Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he continues by quoting the pasuk. He says, "Mitzvah laski Yitzias Mitzrayim bayom uba Lilo shenemal man tiskos yom seischam eretz Mitzrayim." Kol Yemei Chayecha. Ah, now if the Rambam paskins, like Ben Zoma, like Rav Lozman and Azariah, that we expand the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzchayim so that it applies even to Laila, and the Kol Yemei Chayecha is coming to include Laila, then we no longer have Kol Yemei Chayecha to include what? Yimos HaMashiach. Now we can understand, says Reb Chaim, why the Rambam left out Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Taryak. Because the Rambam in the third of the Shrashim and his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he formulates the rule that a mitzvah l'doros that applies l'netzach nitzachim for all eternity is included in the counting of Taryag, but a mitzvah which has a limitation that won't apply in the future is left out of the Minyan Taryag. Now, had the Rambam paskin that Yitzias Mitzrayim was only by day, then he would be guilty of omitting it from the Taryag, because then it's a mitzvah which applies even Limos HaMashiach. And that would reflect the Shita that the mitzvah, right, is only by day, and the Kol Yemei Chayecha includes Limos HaMashiach. Okay, so the mitzvah is limited to daytime, but that doesn't bother me. There are many mitzvahs that are limited to daytime. I mean, Hal is only by day, and Lulav is only by day, and Sukkah is both by day and by night. But there are many mitzvahs that only apply by day, and yet we count them in Taryag, as long as what? It's right, it's L'dorei Doros. So that would have been true had the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim. The Chachamim maintained that Zechiris Yitzchayim is only by day, but applies to Yimos HaMashiach. Then it would deserve to be counted, and we'd have to fault the Rambam for leaving it out. But the Rambam happens to paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah ben Zoma. There is a Zechiris Yitzchayim is even by Laila, by night. So if he doesn't have the drush of Kol Yemei Chayecha, Limos HaMashiach, so it's not a mitzvah l'doros. If it's not a mitzvah l'doros, he leaves it out of Taryag. That's a beautiful cheshbon of Rav Chaim. Yes.
I was going to say, couldn't you answer it even more simply and say, he holds as part of the mitzvah of Kriya
Shema? Oh, okay. That's going to be the second shot of Rav Chaim. Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay, go ahead. Chaim, what do you want to say?
Don't we have a concept that in the future all the Chagim are going to be batel, and the only thing we're going to keep is Purim and the Megillat Esther, so how can we say that this is the only thing that's going to be in the
future? Yeah, but I'm not sure what exactly that means. You know, you'd have to study the Barbanel. You remember I told you that the Barbanel wrote a book called Rosh Amanah? So he asks this question, what does Chazal mean? Because one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei HaMuna is that all the mitzvahs will apply L'dori Doros unless the Torah limited it L'shah. So that's a kasha that we have to take up on a separate occasion. Alright? But now, Od Omar Adoni Aviz Keni Zichrono Levrach at the bottom of your page 1. No, Reb Chaim was not satisfied with the first answer. He wanted to give even a second answer. And he says that the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, if I say Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, correct me, because one of the most important parts of this essay is going to be the Rav's analysis of the difference between the two. So I'm already anticipating this discussion about Sipur, but we're talking about Zechira. The mitzvah of Zechira, says Reb Chaim, is part and parcel of a greater mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah. And which mitzvah is it part of? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Kriyat Shema. And if you turn to the second page, you'll see that there's a separate halacha as part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim that we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now let's stop here for a moment and ask ourselves the following question. What is the connection between remembering the redemption from Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim?
This is not my own Kiddush, but I once heard that it attests that God is not just the creator of the world, but he's the manning of the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim is where he should.
That's the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, but would that lead you to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim?
Could that be part of Yichud Hashem and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, recognizing he's the manning of the whole world? Is that part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim?
I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I was hoping you'd go in a different direction. And then I would tell you that exactly what you're saying comes from Reb Chaim. What Reb Chaim says here is so famous that it's already part of our psyche. What was the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Reb Chaim?
Well, the Smichus Gula Mitzvila, that whole thing we discussed.
Right, but what was the ultimate goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Who remembers the last pasuk in Parshas Vayomer, the third parashah of Kriyat Shema? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem, Mitzrayim. Liyoselchem Elokim. What is Liyoselchem Elokim? That tells you what the goal and the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Liyoselchem Elokim. And there's so many chazalim that reflect this concept. Avodayim v'lo avodim l'avodim. You know, you have the parasha of Eved Nirsa. All these things are saying that Hashem took you out from one state of avdus into a different state of avdus. So the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim reaches its fruition when we mention that now we were taken out of Mitzrayim to become avodim t'Hashem. But Reb Chaim had an even better proof from the sugya of Malchios. In Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, you know, the sugya of Malchus, we know that the Musaf service of Rosh Hashanah is divided into three parts, the first of which is Malchus. And the Gemara grapples with the issue, we know we have to quote 10 psukim. What are the psukim of Malchus? Which psukim in Tanakh are chosen to be the fabric of the Musaf Shemona Esri because they reflect the concept of Hashem as Melech? And the Gemara quotes a brisa in the name of Rebbe, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Very interesting. Now, Ani Hashem Elokeichem doesn't sound like Malchus. I am the Lord your God. But the answer is that Elokeichem means I'm your sovereign ruler. That's what the word means. Pirish Hamilos Ani Hashem Elokeichem Kolel Malchus V'Kabos O Malchus Shamayim. What underlies and connects all the psukim and the very theme of Malchus in its very essence? Kabos O Malchus Shamayim. Even though, my friends, we accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven twice a day the entire year, but there's one day of the whole year that's dedicated totally to accepting upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem, and that's the day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but in the Torah you have 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah, essentially? Again, there's Shofar, and there's Zichronos, and there's Zikaron Lefanai, but all that, the Yom HaDin, all that is secondary. People sometimes miss the boat. See, every other yontif is connected to some historical event. You have Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach. People understand yontif. They understand the mod. They appreciate the meaning. You know, Sukkot is very, you know, it's full of color and pageantry. You know, we know we were taken out of Mitzrayim and we sat in the Sukkot, the Ani Yaakov, and such stuff. But what's Rosh Hashanah all about? Yom Kippur, I understand, is the day of Kapara. People miss the boat on Rosh Hashanah. The answer is because Rosh Hashanah is the most abstract day. The most philosophical day of the whole year. God says, I created you. This is the day of creation of the entire universe. And therefore, I'm your master. Because he who creates is the owner and the master of that which he creates. That's called the Kinyan Maisi Adayim in Halacha. So the Gemara says in the name of Rebbe that Ani Hashem Elokeichem typifies the essence of the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Kabbalas. O Malchus Shamayim, we declare God, you are the Melech. The Rav Zichron of Vrachi used to always tell us that when he was a child in Chaslavich, by the way, I mentioned Chaslavich in this Toronto Torah, but somehow it didn't get published. I don't know, something went fluky with the publishing. But anyway, Chaslavich was the place where my Rebbe was raised and where his father was the Rav. And that city was Kuloy Lubavitch, the whole city. But they had a Kabbalah for Dori Doris that the Rav of the city would be a Misnagit. So Rav Moshe was elected the Rav of Chaslavich in White Russia. And he sent his son at the young age of 7 or 8 years old to the Cheder. And the Rebbe was Lubavitcher. So what the Rebbe did was, when no one was looking, he would put the Gemara on the side and he would teach these children Tanya. And that's how the Rav knew Tanya from his youth. And the Rav used to say over that one day, the Rebbe got the children together, took them out into the forest. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. And he pulled out a shofar. And he said to the children, what do we do with the shofar? Oh, so each child had a different answer. This one said, we blow a tekiah. This one knew that. This one. He says, no, you don't understand. With this shofar, we're mamlich. HaKadosh Baruch, we make him into the melech. And the Rav said his whole life, he tried to understand, what does that mean? That we make God into the king? Almighty God is the king of the universe? And we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we pronounce him, we declare him, proclaim him as the king? And for a child in Chaslavich, where the Jew was just downtrodden, I mean, my father, may rest in peace, came from very close to that area. My father said that there were pogroms all the time. I mean, Jewish blood was like water in the streets. There was less din, less dying. And these little children in Chaslavich in the year 1901, you know, we're going to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the Gzeiros HaKosid. Something beyond human comprehension that God wants man, Kaviyachal, to accept him with a capital H, him as king. Here too, says the Rav, in the name of Reb Chaim, at the end of Parshas Vayomer, there's a Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, as it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Lelokim. I am your God. I took you out of Mitzrayim so that you would accept me as your God. Therefore, says the Rav, in the name of Reb Chaim, the mitzvah of Zechiris Yisrael Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, but it's not independent. It's part of a larger mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema. And therefore, says the Reb Chaim in the second paragraph on your page, that the Rambam did not count the mitzvah of Zechiris Yisrael Mitzrayim and Tayyab because it's not a separate mitzvah. It's incorporated, it's included as a subcategory of the broader mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, even in his Mishneh Torah, he includes all the halachas of Zechiris Yitzis Yisrayim and the mitzvah thereof in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Because Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Because Zechiris Yitzis Yisrayim is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Olmach Shemayim. Now, I want to call to your attention footnote number 4. Now, this is a gigantic footnote. I don't know if we're going to be able to cover it all. But I want to at least cover some of the highlights of this footnote. Because here, the Rav touches on a very, very fundamental question that all of the Mefarshim speak about. What's the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Obviously, the first difference is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies the whole year. And according to the Rambam, both by day and by night. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim only applies one night of the year.
Similar to Rosh Hashanah, that Olmach Lushimayim applies every day with Kriyat Shema, but then there's one day of the year, and like
that sounds good. But the Rav does not assume that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Not in this piece, right. Anyway. I once wanted to suggest that because you know the famous question: why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So I found in the Shiboli Alekid in the name of Rabbeinu Binyamin, he writes that there is a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is it Birchas Kriyat Shema. Wild. And the answer, I think, is what you're saying, Neil, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, the bracha of Kriyat Shema covers the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But please, take a look inside. The first paragraph in footnote number 4 addresses the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro. And the Mechilta says that Lo Yilcha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, which is the second of the Aseres HaDibros, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Knesset Yisrael, accept my sovereignty, accept my malchus, accept my gzeros upon you. And if you don't accept my malchus, then you're not going to accept my decrees and my statutes. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yilcha, Aniyu Shekibalte Malchusai, in Mitzrayim, you accepted upon yourself my sovereign rule, my rulership, my kingship. Amruhein, yes, it's true. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kishem shekibalte malchusai, kablu gzeros, I now accept my statutes. So at the moment of Kabbalas HaTorah and the Aseres HaDibros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael, says the same way that in Mitzrayim, you accepted upon yourselves my malchus, now accept upon yourself Nasa v'nishma, the Tariag mitzvos, the gzeros. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Hu shenemer lahalon ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's unbelievable that the pasuk that the Tanoim quote in order to formulate the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Rav, you see clearly from Chazal that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Yitzrayim, is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. And therefore the Rav says, it's no surprise that the Aseres HaDibros begin with what? What's the opening line of the Aseres HaDibros? Asher? So everybody asks, why not Asher Barasi Yisolam? You remember that Kasha? Everybody asks the Kasha. Why Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Yitzrayim? The answer is that the whole point of the Aseres HaDibros to invoke the response of Nasav and Ishma is because I took you out of Mitzrayim. The Yisod HaYisodos Veshoresh of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the Rav goes on to say that Rav Chaim mentions four differences between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. The first is that, as we said before, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that applies the whole year round, every day, every night of the year. Sipur is limited to the 15th of Nisan. Secondly, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim means Hazkara Koldu. Just mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and that's it. You mention the words Yitzias Mitzrayim, God, you took it out of Egypt, that's over, finito, you fulfilled the mitzvah. But Sipur, that incorporates a much broader scope. It means to detail the miracles, the wonders that took place when God took us out of Mitzrayim. Number three, Zechira is Beino Levein Atzmo. Nobody has to hear him remind himself of the redemption from Egypt. But Sipur means I have to talk to others. I have to tell my children, Vigadat Labincha, whoever's sitting around the table. And number four, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself, said Reb Chaim, but rather it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. So apparently, Neil, Reb Chaim was of the opinion that Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is not Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, as opposed to Zechira. And that's why the Rambam counts Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. The Rav Zecharon Avracha added a fifth difference between Zechira and Sipur. What was number five? The mitzvah of Hallel. And the Rav pointed out that as part of the mitzvah of Sipur, it's not enough just to tell the stories, it's not enough just to reminisce about the miracles and the wonders. There's another dimension to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that is the obligation to recite Shevach Vahodoya. So if Chaim, we haven't discussed Shevach Vahodoya at great length in the past, Kaviyachol, I mean, we had so much to say about it in terms of Pesukim in Zimra, being a matir for tefillah, in terms of Birchas Kriyat Shema and the Shevach and the Shira. The Rav has another part, again about Shira and Shevach, and that is that the mitzvah of Sipur generates an obligation not just to tell the story about the Nisim v'Niflaos, but also to be Meshabeach, to praise Hashem, thank God, express our gratitude. L'fichach, we say in the Haggadah, Anachnu chayovim lahodos ulahalel. And this is a fundamental part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why Hallel, split into two parts, by the way, but forms the fabric of the Haggadah that we recite on Leil HaPesach. And therefore, the Rav says in the next paragraph that the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis says, Vaboi ladkure Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says you have to mention, oh thank you so much, the mitzvah, you have to mention, excuse me, the redemption from Egypt. So the Gemara says, the Omar Achi, how do we fulfill that mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Modim anachnu loch, Hashem Elokeinu shotziseinu shotzisonu meretz Mitzrayim. What does that mean, modim anachnu loch? What is that? Modim anachnu loch. Hodaya. And now the Gemara is talking about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rav says that the unique aspect of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is that it generates a Chiyuv Hodah. Here we see a Chiyuv Hodah in the Gemara as part of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. How could it be? So the Rav says that the mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim is on the very bottom of page 2 of Bet. He says the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. And Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim has to be sandwiched, has to be framed within the context of Hodah. All the brachos that we recite are all meant to bring us to the following. Kabolas Ol Malchus Habore Shehetiv Lanu. In other words, expressing gratitude for God for bestowing, sustaining us, giving us life, and maintaining and bestowing upon us all the great gifts, that is part and parcel of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Isn't this fascinating? That Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is more, it goes beyond just accepting upon oneself the sovereign rulership of Almighty God. It also requires that one say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehetiv Lanu. That's why Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is so appropriate for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, because Almighty God, you have done such wonders for us. You've sustained us. You have saved us from Mitzrayim. And if amongst the psukim that we recite, for those who do recite, the, you know, in Ma'ariv, I think here everybody pretty much recites it. All the psukim before Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, what's it called? Baruch Hashem and all that. So if you take a look, one of the psukim there is Malchuscha Rov Anecha. Right? And there, oh, actually, this is before, my mistake. And there, we mention Hodah as part of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, as part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Now, the Rav now goes off a little bit on a tangent here in the next paragraph, which is the footnote on page Gimel. And he says that with regard to the mitzvah of Sipur, he might add another point, and that is that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also in the seventh parak of Chametz Umatzah, and you'll also find it in the Ran in Psachim and other sources, they all mention different dimensions and points about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one of the issues here is, what about Makas Bechoros? What about Kriyas Yamsuf? All these are incorporated into Birchas Emes Vemuna after Kriyat Shema. You see, Lechora, that even Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim requires mentioning the details and the miracles and the wonders, because we mention Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Rav says, Hadavar Mechuvar Kesimla. Shekol oso adinu mi divrehem fi eno ma'akev klal. He says that the Rabbanon expanded the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to include Sipur Hanisim Bepirut Hanisim. On a Doraisa level, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, even without mentioning the miracles that took place at the time of redemption, would be sufficient.
Did they do that because of Shemoneh Esrei?
You mean in the light of that discussion of last week, or you know, or
well,
the Rav is asking, why is it that it's in the brach of Kriyat Shema of Gal Yisroel, where we mention the Geula, we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention Makas Bechoros, we mention Kriyas Yamsuf, Malchus Rov Vanecha. You see that that once we integrate Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim into the fabric of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, it takes on an expanded scope. It's no longer limited simply to mention the redemption and that's it. We now talk about specifics and miracles. We're beginning to see that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is coming much, much closer to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. And the Rav says that those dimensions of the expanded version of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim are all Derabbanan. On a Doraisa level, you integrate Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and that's it. But the Derabbanan embellished it. The Derabbanan wanted us to appreciate Almighty God, express that gratitude, go into some of the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and within that context, declare, you are the Almighty, you are the sovereign ruler, I accept your malchus. Now, we're going to take a look at the top of page Gimel. And the rest of this footnote, Bli Neder, we'll look at another time. The Rav says the following. The Rambam, and we read the Rambam earlier, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in Kriyat Shema, says that you have to read three parashios. And the simple pshat in the Rambam is that all three parashios are Doraisa. And the question is why? I mean, there are many other shitos. Why did the Rambam accept the shita that all three parashios are Doraisa, even Parashas Vayomer? L'chora, says the Rav, and this is on page Dalid, Tzorech Iyun. Hello, Parshas Vayomer Lo Ksiv Bei B'Shal B'cha Uv Kumecha. In the first two Parshios, V'Hayoyim Shemoa and Shema Yisrael, it says B'Shal B'cha Uv Kumecha. And that's the essence of Kriyat Shema. That pasuk is the source for the that generates the Chiyuv Kriyat Shema. But in the case of Parshas Vayomer, there's no mention of B'Shal B'cha Uv Kumecha. What's the source, what's the foundation, the yesod, for concluding that even the third parsha is an integral part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema? And you'll see here in the Rav in footnotes 5 and 6, he expands upon this and quotes many, many different sources. But given all those explanations of the Rambam, the Rav believes that the true explanation of the Rambam, what compelled the Rambam to incorporate the third parsha Vayomer into the Doraisa Kiyum of Kriyat Shema, is the fact that Reb Chaim's Yesod is true. The Rambam adopted the position that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim. And therefore the third parsha, which contains Yetzias Mitzrayim in it, and culminates with the Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Lios Lachem Elokim, would have to be D'oraisa. So if you'll see in the second paragraph on page Dalet, third line, he says, Anu Mevina Meshitas HaRambam. We understand why the Parsha Vayomer is part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. And it must be written Kiksava Ukalashona, like any Parsha in Kriyat Shema. Every Parsha in Kriyat Shema has to be read the same way it's written in the Torah. Ein zechiris yitzis shayim yichol iskarim ayde nuscha social akore. There should be a period after that. It's not a subjective expression that you come forward in your own words, in your own language, and you express yitzis mitzrayim. But rather, once zechiris yitzis mitzrayim is incorporated into the fabric of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, it's got to be done in the same way and according to the same rules of all the other parshios, namely, it has to be read as a parsha. So again, if a person would say, God, thank you for taking me out of Mitzrayim, that would not be Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You've got to read a parsha in the Torah. And which is the parsha in the Torah you have to read? The parsha of Vayomer. And therefore, in the last paragraph on page Dalid, Umahu Kore. And what does he read? The Rambam says Sholosh Parshios. The Rambam explains the first two Parshios and then V'acher Kach Parshas Tzitzis. And what's unique about Parshas Tzitzis? The Rambam says because Tzitzis is to remind us of all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Urisim Osos Chatim is called mitzvahs Hashem. But then the Rambam asks, but what about Belaila? Why do we read Kriyat Shema, the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema Belaila, if Laila loves man? Tzitzis. So the Rambam answers, Mishum Sheyeshba Zikaron Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Zechius Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rav says, obviously the Rambam is working with two premises. Premise number one, that Vayomer, like the other two parashios, is Minat Torah. And premise number two, that why is Vayomer Doraisa, why is it required under the rubric of Kriyat Shema? Because of the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, which the Rambam quotes right here. And all this fits into the explanation of Reb Chaim, that the Chiyuv of Zechiris Mitzrayim is not an independent Chiyuv, but rather, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And through Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim as a mitzvah, we understand, it sheds a light in determining how we should fulfill the mitzvah of Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim. And that is, in Shachris, by mentioning the parasha of Tzitzis, which has within it all the mitzvahs, and at night, the parasha of Vayomer is read because of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says here on the bottom of page, Dalet, not in the footnote, but in the text itself, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Echadeshes Chovas Kriyas HaParsha. Again, since there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to read a parsha, and that parsha is incorporated into Kriyat Shema. So that even though there's no tzitzis at night, nevertheless, we recite the parsha of Vayomer as part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. And now we're moving on to page Hey. Okay, my goal is to try to get to page Vav, in the next, shall we say, 15 minutes, because this will complete the circuit of part one of this shiur. The Rav says, let's take another look, a careful look, at the Rambam, and see how the Rambam interprets the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ben Zalman Chacham about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechius Yitzias by Leilos. According to the Rambam, the Chachamim would say that there's no parsha of Vayomer at night, because since the Chachamim learn Kol Yemei Chayecha Limos HaMashiach, but there's no Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Rabos HaLeilos, then Mimonavshach, we don't read Vayomer at night. Because if it's under the mitzvah tzitzis, Laila Lavzman tzitzis. The second position is because the mitzvah Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim, there is no mitzvah Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you see that Kriyat Shema is going to be defined by the mitzvah of Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, what form, in what way do we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? The answer to that question depends upon the mitzvah of Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you hold like the Chachamim, that there is no mitzvah of Zechius Yitzias Mitzrayim at Laila, then there's no Vayomer at Laila. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we recite Vayomer as part of Kriyat Shema. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim by Laila. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Afal pishay mitzvah tzitzis noegis by Laila, korinosa by Laila. We are required, we're duty bound to recite the parasha of Vayomer at night. Vipnei sheyesh la Yesh Buz Zikaran Yitzisraim, Mitzvah Lask Yitzisraim Bayom Uba Laila. What is Rambam implying? According to the Chacham, who don't hold that there's a Mitzvah Laila, then there would be no reason to conclude that we have to read the third parsha at night. Because again, he's already knocked off Tzitzis, there's no Tzitzis Balaila. Elo what? Zachir Yitzisraim, the Chacham don't have it. Not only is the Rambam mashma in that direction in the Mishneh Torah, but also in the Pirush HaMishnayis, which the Rav quotes at great length over here on page Hay. Let's read the Pirush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, which is in the paragraph that starts Kasher, and we're looking at line 5. Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Rambam, Kinui is used by Chazal as a nickname, almost as a, what's the word am I looking for, a password, or a, what does it mean when you use a, an identical word that you could substitute, like a synonym or a substitute for what? For Parshas Tzitzis. So whenever you see Yitzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah that's mentioned by Chazal in the Shas, what they really have in mind is the Parshas of Tzitzis. Shenema ba, as it says at the end of Parshas Tzitzis, Ani Hashem Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Vasvoren Osenes. And it makes logical sense, says the Rambam, that we should not read this parasha at night, because tzitzis, the parasha says, is urisim also, is only by day and not by night. Ah, lule yitzias mitzrayim shenizkar sham. The Rambam says you're right, you're correct that logically, if your yardstick is your barometer is the mitzvah of tzitzis, then we should drop vayomer at night. But there's another dimension to Parshas Vayomer that does apply by night, and that is Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'yeshlan l'krosa, why do we read the third Parsha of Kriyat Shema at night? Mipnei ha'inyan ahu, because of the subject matter of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lo zachisi ladas haremez shenirmaz bakosu v'kriyas Parshas Tzitzis ha'chidarsha ben Zoma. So when Ben Zoma says that I never was zocha to read the third parasha of Kriyat Shema at night until I had the drasha of Kol Yemei Chayech L'Rabos Zalelos. In other words, the addition and the integration of parasha number 3 of Vayomer into Kriyat Shema was a result of this new drasha that Kol Yemei Chayech teaches me Lelos. Even though Kol Yemei Chayech is addressing a whole different mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, what does that have to do with Kriyat Shema? Why does that drush of Kol Yemei Chayech L'Rabos Halelos justify Vayomer at night as part of Kriyat Shema? These are two separate mitzvahs, are they not? One is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the other is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael. But the answer is, according to Reb Chaim, that since the essence and the goal of Zechiras Yisrael is Ani Hashem, is accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven and declaring, I am an Eved Hashem, therefore, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and Kriyat Shema. So we see that the Rama, both in the Arach HaZokah and in the Pirushim Shnayis, is maintaining this position. The Rav insists that Rashi also would maintain this position. He says, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. What does that mean? It means that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. So, Pashtus, I would have said, without Rashi, it means mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's it. Say, God, you took us out of Mitzrayim, and that's it. Says Rashi, no. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriyat Shema. What's the connection? And the answer is, because Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and this parsha contains within it Yitzias Mitzrayim. Afal Pi, says Rashi, Shein Laila L'Zman Tzitzis, the Ksim Risa Voso Zchartem, Omer Voso B'Laila B'Nei Yitzias Mitzrayim Sheba. Rashi is black and white, like the Rambam. But says the Rambam, says the Rav in the next paragraph, this is a difficult opinion. Because you'll ask me, what is this Chiris Yitzrayim connected to Parshas Vayomer? Why don't we just read the last pasuk? Ani Hashem Asher Otzeisi Eschem Yitzrayim. Halo Yecholim Anu Lotzis Yidei Chovas Chiris Yitzrayim Lar Blotzim and Azal Ben Zoma Vizchir Bialma. So we have to go through the whole Parsha? Just because Yitzis Yitzrayim is mentioned in the Parsha? It's one pasuk out of the whole Parsha. And the answer is, says the Rav, As we said before, based on Reb Chaim, that the Shitas HaRambam is that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim was not formulated as an independent mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's an offshoot. It's anchored as a separate chova, as a separate dimension of an obligation and a fulfillment of that obligation within the constellation and the framework of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Therefore, we cannot fulfill this mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael Stam just by mentioning, oh God, you took us out of Egypt. Shalokik Sova. Because once it's part of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema means to read Parshias in the Torah. And now that we know that Zechiras Yisrael is part of Kriyat Shema, part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus, we have to read a Parsha that has in it Yitzias Mitzrayim. Which Parsha is that? That's Parshias Vayomer. And therefore the Rambam holds that it would not be sufficient within the context of Zechiras Yisrael to fulfill one's obligation Ba'azkar Ba'alma just by simply mentioning, God, you took us out of Mitzrayim. But rather, we need to formulate a parsha in the Torah, Kiksava Ukalashona, exactly as it's written in the Torah, a parsha that contains within it Zechiras Yisrael. That mentioning of Zechiras Yisrael is an integral part of Kriyat Shema, and essentially an integral part of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is the essence of Kriyat Shema. Therefore, one would not fulfill his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema without reading the third parsha, the parsha Vayomer. And here we turn to page Vav. He says, Zoi Shitaso Shel Rabbeinu Moshe, this is the sheet of the Rambam, that parsha's Vayomer is Midoraisa, and fundamentally, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim creates this new halacha of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim that requires fulfilling it by reading the parasha that contains within it, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, then, I think we're going to stop here because we really finished this whole unit. What I owe you, Bli Neder, is the end of footnote 4 on page Gimel, which begins with the paragraph that says Biyachas Laos Hey. Os Hey, if you happen to remember, is the Rav's Chiddush that Sipur generates a Chiyuv Halel. And here the Rav is going to get into a long discussion about the mitzvah of Halel insofar as it's not just a Kiyum of Yontif, but a Kiyum of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then in the last paragraph on page Gimel, the Rav is going to try to integrate this whole discussion about Hallel into the parsha of Vigadatol Abincha. And he's going to try to explain why Hallel, Balel, Pesach doesn't have a bracha insofar as it's integrated into the mitzvah of Sipur. Then, on Dalid, we have a number of different footnotes. Some of them, which is very atypical of the Rav, are just footnotes. Just, you know, classical marmakomos that the Rav tells you if you want to research this further. And I'm mishtoimim here, the Rav's yediyas here in Sfar. I mean, I sat in the shiv for 5 years. He never once quoted the Aruch Laner or the Mishkanos Yaakov or the Pri Chodesh even. Maybe once or twice in the 5 years I heard him quote the Shagas Aryeh, but the Rav wasn't used to quoting Achronim. So this is, I guess, the difference between Dvarim Shebichsav and Dvarim Shebal Peh. You know, when he was teaching Bal Peh, everything was kulo chiddush. You know, it was to derive it from the sources by racking his brains and analyzing and penetrating into the plummets. But once he was publishing it, he wanted to embellish it with a lot of sources. Okay, then. So we'll continue this in Mirz Hashem.